Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in loop. Mind you, we will be getting to D'Amico Ryans about 11:15 here as he speaks to the assembled media. Before we get there, we do need to go around the NFL, like I said. First and foremost, this is looking forward into the season. However, Justin Herbert broke his hand.
Mm-hmm.
At least he broke a bone in his left hand, non-throwing hand. He returned to the game in this game. So I don't think that he'll miss time, and neither does Jim Harbaugh. Got the right one.
Yeah.
But he is having surgery today. Does this at all, do you think that this at all impacts your Week 17 matchup?
Absolutely.
At LA?
Absolutely. First of all, we don't know what they're going to look like by then, how it's going to affect him leading up to that game. How did Aaron Rodgers fare? With a hand injury on the non-throwing hand.
Aaron Rodgers is also 40-some years old.
Well, he is, but I mean, it's going to affect anyone. So I absolutely think it will, yeah.
Yeah, I think it might, mm-hmm. if for no other reason than that's a mobile quarterback that might not be as willing to get mm-hmm. into some stuff
yeah.
because he's nursing that hand. And then also, I don't know how his hand will look or what it'll look like after the surgery, but in this game in which the Chargers got a victory yesterday, when he against the Raiders of all teams, when he comes back into the game, he's wearing a glove that looks like he can't move his fingers at all.
Yeah.
So like the way that he's holding the football, it is really heavy on his throwing hand, and like mm-hmm. sometimes he's just kind of pinning it to his hand with
yeah.
that kind of almost club.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if like there's an opportunity for the grip to be lost, especially with the pressure that this Texas
defensive
line can place. It's
just not normal. It doesn't feel like what it normally feels like.
But he would have played with it if he yeah. doesn't miss time for 3 weeks by that time.
Yeah, but I also feel like it's absolutely going to affect him. I didn't even consider the running aspect, but I think you're right. It's just going to make you pause in every way that you play like that.
Yeah, but I mean, he seemed to handle it okay in that game where, yeah, they beat the Raiders 31-14, if anybody actually cares. 15-20, so he didn't get a lot of work throwing the football, 151 yards. Did a lot more handing the football off. So we'll see if that ticks, if that stays there where he does not get a lot of throwing. Does that also change the dynamic? Because if you're not able to throw the football and you allow the Texans just mm-hmm. load the box, good luck, big dog.
Yeah.
Good luck. All right, some other things around the NFL. Can we look at the Cleveland Browns right now? Because they faced off against the San Francisco 49ers. And we have controversy.
Yeah, we do.
And we have a new slant on something that we talked about last week. You know me, I am very big on the moralities of manhood at times. Like, you spit on somebody, that is below, right? Like, hey, Jamar Chase, you deserve that one game
suspension.
Do what
comes natural.
Do what comes natural. I'm right there with you, Mike Tomlin. And then last week, we talked about Javon Moehrig
mm-hmm.
punching somebody in the nuts. That's somebody being Jawan Jennings and mm-hmm. thinking, that is unacceptable. You can't do that. Well, maybe there's a little bit more to this. Was this Shelby Harris?
Yep, Shelby Harris.
Of the Cleveland Browns.
Used to play for the Seahawks.
Yes.
He got traded.
Yeah.
I think he got traded with Russell Wilson. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. I think he used to play. No, you know what? He played for Denver.
Yeah.
And he was part of the deal in the Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that went to Seattle.
Yes. What did he have to say?
Well, he had to talk about, there was an instance between Malik Collins who went down with the injury, and then there were some guys, ex-Jawing, Jermon Jennings, namely of the Niners, and John with some guys on the Browns defense. This is Shelby Harris giving us a little insight into what was happening.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts, because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever, but like, I don't respect it, because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft. And I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
By the way, the word of the weekend is ho.
I mean, yeah. Us Houstonians, very familiar with the word. However, yeah,
that's everyday vocab. Yeah.
Right. I appreciate the fact that I think he levied it perfectly. Mm-hmm. He levied it with the right gravitas.
Lane Kiffin.
He was mad.
Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, we'll talk about Lane. We'll talk about the drama king himself, Lane Kiffin. Soon enough. But yes, I think I had to look up and see where Shelby Harris is from. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which feels like a tracks.
They don't play around.
They do not. Yeah. And does this at all change the way that you view Juwan Jennings? Because Figgy, you were telling me that there was somebody local in Cleveland that added a little more context.
It's a news reporter by the name of Cameron Justice. Mm-hmm. And she said, I think she tweeted following her video.
Yeah.
Pretty much saying, I guess players were saying he was talking about people, wives, and kids.
Oh, God.
All right, so Juwan Jennings, previously viewed as the victim of aggressive and malicious nut punching, now has been accused of, you know, lobbying ill will to people's wives and children.
A Mark Sanchez case right here, man.
Does this vindicate Trayvon Morrig if that was a similar thing that happened? Ooh,
why'd
the
you
previous
say
week?
Vindicate? Vindicate.
I say yes.
Vindicate might be a little strong.
If you're talking about my kids,
but it's more understandable. I'll say it's more understandable. Vindication, you still shouldn't do that.
If you're going to get
suspended.
If you're talking about my kids, man, I could do whatever I want to.
Don't punch them in the nuts.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Don't punch them in the nuts.
Don't talk about my kids.
Andre Johnson them then.
Hey, don't
punch them in the nuts.
You know what? That's right.
No, Andre Johnson.
Yeah. No, you going to talk about my kids, I'm going to make sure you don't have any kids. Don't talk about another man's kids.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I no longer feel sympathy for Juwan Jennings.
Yes, exactly.
I feel like, because then we talk about...
Don't tell me how to react after you just said something to me.
But then if you do that, then we like, oh, spitting
Figgy's
on folks
hot.
And all that.
Figgy's hot.
Nah, man. Hey, don't talk about nobody's family, man.
You can talk about me.
You can talk about my teammate. Don't talk about my kids.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly.
And I don't
there.
Even know if he was talking about his kids to that guy.
Yeah. Well, it was reported.
Yes.
That he does that.
And that is the presumption that we're working on. Obviously, that is the caveat that I'll throw out there. I don't want to do the two wrongs make it right here.
Right.
But I do think that, I have a lot less sympathy for Juwan Jennings. Because I think Shelby Harris also, shout out to him, just being like ultimate professional here.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Yes, I want that known. I appreciated that. That was fantastic. But I do love that he also highlighted, not only is Juwan Jennings talking crazy, he's not standing on it, right? I can at least maybe find a little bit of respect, smidge.
Hide behind the line.
If you stand, you going to go hide behind Trent Williams? Great guy to hide behind you. Shout out to the 713 for noting that.
I would do the same thing. That's why he probably talking crazy.
But throwing rocks and hiding your hands, man.
Yeah.
That's real nasty. I don't think you should have gotten hit in the nuts. I think Shelby Harris is right. Somebody should have punched you in your jaw.
Yeah.
Somebody should have hit you with the IK and neck volley, right?
Yeah.
And broke your jaw like Gino got that one time.
I think you're... your more understanding of what he did, vindication, you use that word.
Correct.
I can't quite go there.
Agreed. Yeah. Very much agree. So, yes, that was an interesting part of that game. Another
Figgy can.
Hey, you say something about my kids, you can't judge me wherever I swing at.
The beautiful part of that is Figgy ain't got no kids as of right now.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care. It's the principle of the matter, Smokey.
Just leave my family out of it.
He said it's the principle of the
matter. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matter. Within that game, we got to see more Shedeur Sanders, and his time to throw was egregiously high.
Yes.
And I do wonder, like, that was the thing that I had problems with Shedeur in general. Like, I don't think that he is, like, a quick tempo guy just generally. But they're Kevin Stefanski said that they will continue to roll with him, which I think is smart.
He will start again.
They will continue to see what they have in him. I think that they're doing the right thing here.
I absolutely think they're doing the right thing. And he's actually shown enough. Has he shown enough for you in Cleveland?
He looked better than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know if he's the franchise quarterback. Yeah. I don't know how he's going to look next season or if they should draft a quarterback and all that. He looked way better than Dylan Gabriel to me, man.
Yeah.
Yes. 16 of 25, 149 and a touchdown. It was fine. It was a fine outing.
It was a weird game too because of the weather and it was a lot of wind and all that stuff. But look, way better than Dylan Gabriel.
He looked better than Dylan Gabriel. I still don't think that he's good enough, and I feel bad that I feel like I need to note that. But just to let y'all know, I'm squarely in the middle here. I'm not the Shedeur is being held down unrightfully, and I'm not on the other side where like clearly Shedeur ain't got nothing. But like, all of the big plays that he made were outside a structure. Like, it doesn't feel like he's done anything within the structure. Now, how much do you think that says about Kevin Stefanski, who feels like he will not be in this job next year, undoubtedly? But, yeah, that feels like a thing. And maybe I'll save the around the AFC South portion of this till later. But Football Talk here on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'll save the big questions that I have around the AFC South for later, but what I will note is that the Jags handled the Titans fairly easily, 25-3, and the Cam Ward thing, man.
It's a mess.
It is a mess. Mm-hmm. They might be damaging what could have been a promising prospect.
I totally agree. I still like him a lot, but he is just in an absolute no-win situation there. And they don't seem – and worse, it doesn't seem to have direction or organization.
Well, they don't have a coach. Yeah. Like, they don't have a coach.
I'm talking about even just offensive, like any plan for him.
Even the last 2 years, they feel like they ain't had no direction, man. They was going out there spending all that money on free agency.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody think they were going to make some noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they should have been rebuilding.
It looks bad. And what looks even worse, that J.C. Latham pick that they had to, to anchor, the right side of that offensive line.
Yeah.
He's looked worse and worse as the season has gone along. Like, I don't know how much of that is getting a new staff in and having an offensive line change. Obviously, we're seeing some of the benefits, weirdly enough, of that over time. But, yeah, it's looked bad offensively and really just all the way around. And the Jaguars now 8-4, and they just—if you look at the remaining of their schedule, it's a cakewalk.
Yeah.
If they don't do silly things, but we'll talk more about what the AFC South looks like and how the division plays out. But right now, we're engaging in the victory reaction Monday of it all here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, we get ready to hear from the head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans. He'll talk to the Assemble Media, and you'll get to hear that right here on Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.